I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. At the first full committee hearing of the U.S. House Committee on Agriculture earlier this week, Chairman Michael Conaway shares some of his opening comments about the current ag economics and looking to the next farm bill.
America's farmers and ranchers are facing very difficult times right now. This is something that the Federal Reserve, the Agricultural Food Policy Center, the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute, USDA, and even the Wall Street Journal agree upon. Farmers and ranchers have endured a 45% drop in net farm income over the last 3 years, the largest three-year drop since the Great Depression. The most recent ERS report now tells us that net farm income will be down again in 2017. Overall, ERS is forecasting a 50% drop in net farm income since 2013. It's hard for any of us to imagine our income being sliced in half. We're told that 1 in 10 farms are now highly or extremely leveraged. Nominal debt levels are at all-time highs, and real debt levels are approaching where they were prior to the 1980 farm financial crisis. Yes, interest rates are lower, and that certainly is a mitigating factor that differentiates our situation from the 1980s. But as a recent Wall Street Journal article stated, there's a real potential for a crisis in rural America. That's why I'm so eager for Governor Perdue to be confirmed. Even as we work to develop a new farm bill, the Secretary of Agriculture may well be called upon to help struggling farmers and ranchers. Let's all pray that a good crop and better prices this year will make that unnecessary.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.